A famous chef, a well-loved chef, is going to join me now. She had the restaurant Fond. Excuse me, Madeline D. joins me, the seasoned cynic. Madeline, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Terry. It's always a pleasure to talk to you.
You're so creative. I mean, I know that this has been a real challenge, watching the culture, the restaurant culture, just sort of wilt in the face of this pandemic, but they're hanging in there, it looks like. Many of them.
Absolutely, yes. And I've been so proud of all of the people who've really adapted, because I think that that's kind of the name of the game, is even if it's a temporary change, you have to adapt. And the people who have are the ones who are really hanging in, and I've been really excited to see the creativity from other people.
People can read your creativity on the website, theseasonedcynic.com. That's one place to find out about what you do. But you're on a project now that I think is so nice and so appropriate during, it's really appropriate anytime during the calendar, but now during the holiday season, it's elevated even more. So tell people what's up.
Sure. So this is actually the third round of something that I've been doing for the Home of the Innocents. I actually joined their associates board this year, so that's been one of the ways that I've been, you know, both giving back and staying busy. And so in the spring, I did an online Amazon drive that raised a whole bunch of items for the children they serve. And it was such a success. They said, you know, at that time of the year, they had never, ever received that much support. So I want to keep going, and I want to keep doing these drives so that I can get people really excited and show the home that the city of Louisville really cares about what they do and the children they serve. So at this moment, starting today on Giving Tuesday, I'm doing a round called 10 Times the Holiday Helping Hand. And what that is basically just a collective of donating toys, games, art supplies, and other activities to the home, because currently these children would normally be able to leave the campus to go and attend social outings, and unfortunately they can't do that at all, and they can't take visitors. So it's a very lonely, isolating time and a very boring time for these children, and many of them are dealing with the depression of isolation. And so they reached out and they said that they really wanted to figure out a way to keep the children occupied and entertained and excited and frankly just kind of distracted while we're trying to figure out what's going on with the virus and what the future will be. So I actually put together an Amazon wish list, and all you have to do is just go on, order something, and then when you're checking out, you just click that you want it to go to Home of the Innocents, and that's it. And it'll ship right to them, and you will make such a huge difference. And most of the products are anywhere between about $6 and like $13. So, you know, it's an amount of money you'll probably never miss. It's something you'd spend maybe on a lunch one day, and it's something that's going to make a huge difference to these children.
And where are people going to find this list?
So you can friend me on Facebook if you'd like. It's Madeline D. And then I also have a page on Facebook that's Chef Madeline D, The Seasoned Cynic. You can go to my Instagram, which is @TheSeasonedCynic, or you can type in, if you have a pen or you're poised and ready to type something, the abbreviated address is https://a.co/9fxqzja.
That is unbelievable. QZJA. I just wrote that down, but you're the first person to ever spell it out like we're doing ham radio. That was pretty interesting.
I wanted to make sure that people would be able to just automatically type it in if they didn't feel like searching out my stuff. And the point is not to pay any attention to me, and it's to pay attention to the children.
Right. And I want to let people know it's Madeline D. The last name is D-E-E, not the letter D. Just to point that out.
D-E-E, yes.
By the way, that lemon cake on your website, The Seasoned Cynic, people would die for one of those, wouldn't they?
It is the most wonderful lemon cake in the whole wide world, and it's so, so simple. And it basically, it's just a really, really easy cake, just as easy as making a box mix. And then when you pull it out of the oven and it's still a little warm, you poke holes in it and you pour this lemon syrup over the top.
Oh.
It's unbelievable.
And also on that line, it says the best chocolate chip cookie in Louisville. And so there's a couple of treats right there. All right, Madeline D., thanks for doing that for Home of the Innocents. People will find you online, and then I think that's a brilliant idea is to check out and then say, how about since you spent $7, why not 70? Can you buy 10 of those or whatever it happens to be? Wouldn't that be
that
helpful?
That would make a world of difference, and it really, really would change lives right now. So I would appreciate that so much.
Thanks for keeping up the work in the right direction. Appreciate that, Madeline. You're the best.
Thank you.
Good to talk to you. All right, that is Chef Madeline D., last name D-E-E. Find her on Facebook, and you can do that and make an Amazon order, and you're helping the kids at Home of the Innocents.